Good evening, everybody, and once again, apologies for such a delayed note. Today we are Shmot Perek Yudbet, chapter 12 of the Book of Exodus, and today actually is the Exodus. This day's Perek is the chapter in which the Jewish people actually finally leave Mitzrayim, and it's a huge chapter, 51 verses. And it contains within it just the most famous of the motifs of Pesach, of the story and ideas, symbols of liberation. The chapter starts really with the first command that is ever given to the Jewish people. In the second verse, God says to Moshe, "Hachodesh hazeh lachem rosh chodeshim." This month is the first of the month. Rishon hu lachem lachodshei hashana. The first of the months of the year, which is understood as the commandment to Israel to count the months, that the Bet Din, the court, will appoint the months. Rashi, in fact, in his very first comment on the Torah as a whole, even asks the question of why the Torah shouldn't start from here, given that this is the first of the laws. And the overall symbolism of this verse at the outset of this chapter seems to be that on the threshold of becoming a free people, control over time, the ability to set time, is a key constituent of element of what it means to be a free person. We are then told in the following verses that the Jewish people on the 10th of the month are to take Yikulahem Ish Se Lebet Avot Se Lebayit. Each household should take a sheep, which will be kept, a young male sheep, and this they will guard ad arba asra yom lachodesh, 4 days until the 14th of the month, at which point shachatu oto kol kahal adat Yisrael ben harbayim. They will offer this as a sacrifice. They will place the blood of the sacrifice upon the doors. And then that night, achlu et habasar b'layla hazeh tzli esh, they shall cook, they shall roast the meat that eat that night, umatzot al morim yachluhu, and they shall eat it with matzot and with maror. And of course, then this blood will be the sign, as we go on to read, that God will pass over, Pasach, literally Pesach, will skip over the houses of the Jews as he strikes the Egyptian firstborn. And of course, this is the story of the Korban Pesach performed by every household, the Paschal offering. And one can't, of course, ignore the symbolism that the lamb, as a key feature of Egyptian worship and organized religion, that another point on the moment of gaining their freedom is the ability now to no longer be in terror of their former masters' symbols, never to touch them, but rather to feel free and feel unafraid to exercise their own religious right, even though it be seen as distasteful to the Egyptians. This is an emerging from a posture of slavery and submission into one of their own independence. And then in verse 14, Pasuk Yudalad, something very interesting happens, and we have this sort of shifting of historical perspective. No longer, as we have been, are we talking about the story in real time with the Jewish people and Moshe in Egypt, but at this moment, in the midst of the story as it's carrying on, we are given the commandment for all future generations to mark this. V'haya hayom hazeh lachem lezikaron. This shall be a day, a remembrance day for you. B'chagotem chag la'Hashem ledorotechem. For every generation, this shall be a festival to God. Chukat olam tachaguhu, an eternal statute. And we're told about for 7 days, matzot tochelu, you shall eat matzot. And the first day will be a special holy day. You shan't have any chametz in the house. And we have all of the halachot, all of the laws of Pesach. And what's so fascinating is that this appears in the very center of the story. 7 verses later, verse 21, we resume the story. Vayikra Moshe l'kol zikne Yisrael. Moshe calls to all of the elders of Israel and now continues to give them the commandments of the Korban Pesach, of the sacrifice. And then towards the end of the chapter, Pasuk Lamed Zayin, verse 37, we actually have now the historical moment and description of leaving. Vayisu b'nei Yisrael mi Ramses, Israel leave Ramses, 600,000 men, not including children. We are also told about an Erev Rav, a great multitude, a non-Jewish multitude, who leave with them. We're told about the flour, which doesn't have time to rise. And then we are told, Umoshav b'nei Yisrael asher yashvu b'mitzrayim 30 shana v'arba ma'ot shana, that the settlement of the Jewish people in the land of Egypt was 430 years. And I just want to conclude all of these motifs, these central ideas which lie behind Jewish concept of freedom, the narrative of the whole story of Mitzrayim, with an amazing idea, again, of the Sfat Emet, who I mentioned a couple of days ago, and I got a number of responses to that piece of Sfat Emet, so I thought I'd share the following one. The Sfat Emet draws on this idea at the heart of our chapter of the melding of the historical Pesach, known as Pesach Mitzrayim, Pesach in Egypt, and Pesach Ledorot, the Pesach for the generations, and the fact that these two stories are put together. And he establishes the idea not simply that every year we are to recall and remember the Exodus from Egypt, but rather in his language, Yesh la'amin sheyesh yitziat Mitzrayim b'chol eit, that there is the potential, we are to believe, for Yitziat Mitzrayim, for the Exodus from Egypt, at every moment. Every generation, every person has their own Yitziat Mitzrayim to experience, their own Exodus, their own freedom from whatever it is that chains them. And that is just such a powerful, both I think spiritual and religious idea, that Mitzrayim, the Egypt story, isn't a one-off historical moment, but rather something which repeats itself and ripples throughout history from that original moment. Wishing everybody a wonderful night.